So welcome, this small community this afternoon here, to the second day of our opening program of Two or Three Tigers. We'll leave the tiger a bit behind today and have, in fact, a rather diverse and dense program for the rest of the day. The overall project of Two or Three Tigers is devoted to a critical analysis of the repartitioning and framing of reality under colonialism and capitalist modernity, particularly with regards to the binaries within which identity formation is captured in its wake, such as through the mobilization of tradition, which will be the topic of our first session. The works we are showing downstairs and the issues we debate up here, as well as the lecture performances and films we show, follow a common drive to encourage other forms of subjectification, to make other subject position and identities thinkable. What is suggested through, I believe, is an anti-essentialist, realist ontology of porous membranes, rather than contained entities and borders. The project hopes to invoke the massive upheaval that the modern ontological repartitioning and disciplining of the world has effected, and to point to the fact that this repartitioning has both reached a limit and yet is in full swing, contrary to some widespread assumptions. The framing of reality that the colonial assault on non-modern cosmographies and non-capitalist economies set loose is ongoing and intensifying, but it might have become less immediately recognizable, perhaps because its main agents are often no longer explicitly stated ideologies such as colonialism or nationalisms, but rather technological applications that inadvertently naturalize ontological templates derived from the colonial frontiers. So we'll begin today with a screening by Oh Soo Yee called The Chris Project, The Never-Ending Tale of Maria, Tin Mine, Spices, and Hari Mao, which is a work about the subtle connections between the 1950s and 1960s Malayan film industries and the history of the Cold War. In the words of curator Amy Cheng, The Chris Project 1 deconstructs narratives of the Indian epic Ramayana. It creates a pseudo-film by separating sound and image, displacing time and space, as well as adding found documents and images collected by the director in the film, thereby allowing viewers to build an awareness of images on their own and seek out personal readings of history. Oh Soo Yee is born in Malaysia and now lives and works in Taipei, Taiwan. The second work that we are going to see is a lecture performance by Sarian Aung Yong Jung called Gender Bender Fences, and we are particularly happy to be able to attend to a new version of a long ongoing research into the theater genre of Yosong Gukguk, an art form similar to Korean traditional opera, which declined after its peak popularity. Again, we are back in the 50s and the 1960s. The tradition combines singing and dancing in order to depict stories of popular myths or novels based on Korean traditional music. All characters of Yosong Gukguk, male or female, are played by women. In her lecture performance, Sarian Aung Yong Jung emphasizes how performers transformations into men problematizes and violates gender normativity, among other things. Sarian Aung Yong Jung is a visual artist based in Seoul and has been working on this topic since almost 10 years. Then we'll see another screening by the Propeller Group called The Living Need Light, The Dead Need Music, a film from 2014, a visual and musical journey through the funeral traditions and rituals of South Vietnam, echoing with funeral traditions that pulsate, in their words, in the same vein through the global South. And after that screening, I'll engage in a conversation with Hyunjin Kim, my co-curator on the Two or Three Tigers exhibition. Welcome and enjoy.